Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Good God. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio.
How many people can say that?
LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox in the air on FSR.
And not about Washington.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
We are going to get into a little bit of Thursday night football. Week 13 already arriving here, so we are getting down the stretch run as we head towards the playoffs. Between the Cowboys and the Saints. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific here on FSR. How we feeling here on a thirsty Thursday?
Can I ask a question to you guys?
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Who's your most famous friend? If you had to
Brady
guess, who would be your most famous friend?
Brady.
The problem is, I hate the word friend.
Friend is strong. Friend is a strong word.
We throw that around a lot.
Okay, who is the most famous? Is the most famous person that if you were out, they'd be like, "Hey, what's going on, Brady?" And you'd be like, "Hey, what's going on?" Y'all might even like talk for a little while.
Here it goes. You just teed him up.
I don't know. Yeah. Just go with where you're going with this. Because I feel like no matter what my answer is, it's going to be douchey.
Come on, Brady.
No,
on.
No, I'm not doing
come
this.
On.
I'm not falling for
come
this.
Come on, give us this.
This is not a setup.
No. Little drop a douche in our coffee here. Come on, Brady. Let's
not
go.
A setup.
Douche it up, baby.
It is, though. It is. You're missing that part of it. It is douchey no matter how I
answer. It's not.
Just LeVar, where are you going with this?
I wasn't going anywhere.
So then why you ask the question?
Because I was curious.
Brady, come on.
I'm not.
Come on.
No,
douche it up for us. Entertain us.
I'm not doing this. Hey. I am not playing along with this game.
Hey, I gave you my answer, Brady.
You said Brady. Yeah. That's
it.
On. Are you being serious?
I swear to God. Nobody knows who the hell I am. Come on, who wants to hang out with me? Listen, that's the most famous friend I got, Brady. That's it.
Yeah. I want no part of this conversation.
And friend, it's touch and
loosely,
go at times.
You said loosely,
yeah,
right?
It's touch and go at times, depending on his behavior. But let's go. Okay. Who's your most famous friend, Lamar?
I don't know. Jesus. Like, if I was to see them out, and it's like we know each other, we know who we are, we're cool with one another, like,
Petros.
Could even spend some time. Yeah, you know.
Petros?
Maybe. He might high-side me in person, though. He might get different on me.
He might.
Can I tell you guys a LeBron story?
Oh. Yeah.
So
is it
obviously we're the same class. I get drafted to Cleveland. He's already there, and so I got to be around him a little bit, like when I first got in there to Cleveland, and obviously rooted for the Cavs growing up and all that kind of stuff. I would have never considered ourselves anything more than an acquaintance.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that being said, so I meet my wife, who's from Boston, and we happen to go back at one point. We happen to go back to Boston, and we get, like, really good seats. Like, I don't even know if it was technically courts. We might have been sitting back behind the basket, like, courtside or, like, one row back, but great seats in, TD Garden, I think it is there.
Yeah.
And my wife got me a Boston Celtics t-shirt to wear to the game and, like, this whole gift and all this, right? And I was like, oh, this is cool and all, but, like, I'm a Cavs fan and, you know, I get it. And I think she had gotten the tickets maybe through someone at the Celtics. So it was one of those deals where, like, yeah, if you're going to come here, don't be coming here wearing a Cavs shirt, right? So we sit down and LeBron, I think we got there. No. We got there a little bit late. We were like in the first quarter, but he's on the free throw line. And we kind of like lock eyes and he looks down at my shirt and he just kind of nods at me. And I was just like, oh God, I wish I could explain something. And I was like, that was it. That was it, bro. Like I lost. I should have worn like a Cavs t-shirt.
You got to stay true to the
good
soil. Loyal to the soil.
I should have worn a Cavs t-shirt underneath and like pulled it up. Be like, no, I'm really here for you, dude. I'm here for you. And I was like, oh, man, well, that's the end of that.
Yeah,
so. Well,
but, yeah, but you are Irish, so it's not not that far of a stretch. So you probably think Celtics, Irish. You know, I think he would be understanding. To the
I was probably just trying to get lucky that night, so I was trying to make sure I saw my best behavior and
hey,
all that. Yeah,
tell me about it, man. Every time the U.S. plays Mexico in soccer, I bet on Mexico every time to show support.
That's why I say you are the least patriotic person.
Yes, that's whack.
Hey. Money. It's trying to win money here. And my wife is Mexican.
Right.
And I'm trying to, entertain the in-laws a little bit here. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I can be had.
Entertain the in-laws.
I can be had. If you pay me, I will
You better give those pointers out to lead the lap. Before he leaves.
Now Lee's got he's got his own problems.
Yeah. You know, can I give you a cool sideline story?
Please don't. Please don't rip RG3 again. Are we not gonna let's leave RG3.
So I saw RG3 in the tunnel.
Oh no! God, Jesus!
I'm joking.
I'm joking.
Thank God.
But I too was with my future wife at the time, sitting courtside at a game, and Shaquille O'Neal knew who I was, and was sitting on the bench. And was like he was like we were talking to each other across the court, you know, like hey, what's going on, man? And he's like, what's going on? And I was like, I was a big time mark for getting shoes, game worn shoes. So I got like a ton of game worn shoes.
What are you gonna do with his shoes? Park your car in them,
bro. I'll tell you a weird story. I did something really weird. I'm not proud of it, but I'll tell you a weird ass story about that. All right, but let me get
Rex
through it
because
it's those same shoes that I ended up getting that night, right? So
all right, Rex.
So not that bad. So we're talking, and the game is going on, and I'm more interested in communicating with Shaq than I am even watching the game. And so I'm like, you know, I'm like gesturing like after the game, like, you know, let's link up after the game. And he's like, yeah. And then I pointed at my wife. I was like, no, like, you know, Mary, like we're getting –
Oh no! He's hitting on
like,
your wife?
Hey, don't go at my wife when we come back there. She wasn't my wife yet, but I'm like, look, don't go at her when we come back there. Like, you know, you're Shaq, so we get in the back area of the hallway, and Shaq is there. I'm coming in, and we dap up. And I gotta say, I never felt so insignificant as a physical being in my life. We dapped up, like we hit hands like they did in in Predator, you know, when Arnold Schwarzenegger and Apollo Creed, Carl Weathers hit hands and was like boom, and you saw the muscles come out and stuff like that. Only problem is we hit hands, the hands was good, right? And then when we dapped up and hugged, my head was in his armpit. I'm like, why does this? I'm like a grown ass man. Why am I sunned in this
he's
man's
so
armpit?
Big, dude. He's so big.
So
he's massive.
Anyways, we had a great tall interaction. Too. He didn't hit on my chick. Everything was cool. We've been cool ever since. Like, y'all don't see him around, but you know, we see each other. We're cool.
That's your famous friend.
So one day I was cooking breakfast, and his shoes were on one of the tables. I don't know. It was just randomly on one. I hadn't, you know, got them put away yet or whatever. And I was like, look at how big his shoes are. And I'm like, I wonder. And then I checked it. I was like, I wonder if I could fit his shoe on with my shoe on. And they fit.
Really?
My foot fit inside of his
like
shoe.
Like skis.
With my shoe on. And so I'm walking around the kitchen cooking breakfast. This is so bad. I can't believe I just gave this away.
Man.
I'm walking around cooking breakfast with this man's shoes on. And my wife, like fiance at the time, comes walking out. And she looked at me and she walked out of the room. And I don't know if
pretty humbling.
I don't know if I gave her the intuition or the inclination to think about Shaq in that moment, like the man I love and want to be with is wearing another man's shoes on top of his shoes while he's cooking breakfast for us, or should I just think that my guy is weird? Should I run? Like, what am I into right now?
Yeah, a little awkward.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. You know,
but I just kept them on, and I kept like I wanted to walk around. I wanted to see what that felt like to walk around with feet that big.
Yeah, he's got like 20s, right?
Bro, I don't. They're Shaqs.
Yeah.
They say what size shoe are they? They're Shaqs.
Yeah. They're
huge. There you go.
I mean, you know, but you guys.
Now I feel like a loser, well, but, no, it's, but it's all right.
Yeah, but you guys, a couple of
his socks would probably be like a long stocking,
sleeping
like,
bags. You guys, but yeah, you guys are you're celebrities, so you know
what else needs a sleeping bag?
I mean, how often do you guys get approached when you go out? How often do you guys get approached?
Never.
Yeah, right. That's a lie. You approached. Just said you got that Shaq recognized you. I know Brady.
That
gets
was when I was playing, though.
Brady gets approached all the time.
Goes Brady
airport.
Definitely gets approached.
100%.
I don't feel comfortable with this conversation.
Why not?
Can we talk about sports?
Yeah.
Let's actually talk about
sports.
These are sports.
This is nuts. Now we're talking about like being out at dinner and all that crap.
Well, no, I'm just saying. You
He's
know, like,
a humble man.
Celebrity,
I like the fact that Brady's such a humble dude, man.
I mean,
it's usually
I'm here to
the
talk
dudes
about
that.
Sports.
That yeah, it's right. Usually the dudes that look like 10s should be on GQ Magazine and all that. Like,
thanks, man.
The Sports Sexiest Men Edition. You know, they're usually the humble dudes, man.
So can I tell you guys when I got recognized? Uh-oh. You want to hear this story?
Yes.
I think Brady knows this story.
Yes.
It's a true story.
I want to know.
Atlanta Super Bowl, coming out of the restroom the final day there when everything started to clear out.
Ironically.
A guy came up to me with a helmet and said, can I get your autograph? Swear to God on this. And I said, you talking to me? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, you want my autograph? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, why? He goes, you're Adam Thielen, aren't you? And I'm like, no, man.
No, I mean, I'll be honest, you don't look anything
nothing.
Like
no.
Adam Thielen. Like,
he
even
was faded.
I said at the time, I look more like Stephon Diggs than Adam Thielen. And I had no idea like why he would have thought that. But
he
yeah,
was
it was
off
very,
the bad very, salts.
Yeah, very, very bizarre.
I've said this forever. If someone had said, like, you look like one of the villains from those early Supermans.
Yeah.
You like to wear all black. But you
know
have
what?
The hair jet black.
You know what?
You do look like Zod.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's
Zod.
Crazy?
Zod this.
I'm going to tell you what's crazy. Yeah. You look like Zod, and Brady looks like Superman. Yeah. We should do a spoof.
All right, good. That is
we
good.
We should do a spoof.
All right, you know, I'm going to pull Brady's move here.
I don't think they had any black dudes in Superman.
Can we talk about sports?
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
I can't be a part of the spoof, but I can help direct it.
Roberto. Can we get a break?
Roberto,
get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Roberto. This is unbelievable.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah. Welcome. Hey, welcome to Lee's Weekend. All right, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. We are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement is endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Coming up next, we could see a very, very bad situation for one team in the NFL. We were talking potential Super Bowl run. Now, all things have changed. We'll get into that for you next year on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up a little over 10 minutes from now, we are going to have our Detroit Lions fantasy draft. This is where we are all going to pick. The Lions have 6 games left. We are going to draft who we think their first win will come against. And I could already tell you there's been shenanigans that have gone on. I've already gotten the shaft based on the order that we're picking in. Just an absolute disgrace.
Huh?
Just a disgrace. And I think Brady's behind it, to be honest with you.
No, Jonas prefers the shaft. And that's because likes having to talk about always getting screwed.
Oh,
he does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Brady Quinn, you might be the most creatively creative dude ever. You might be the most creative.
I'm just saying, he loves talking about the shaft.
Broadcast.
Because then he's got a good story about how he got screwed.
Yeah. All right.
Broadcast professional through and through. Let me tell you.
Brady Quinn is money,
class.
Babe.
Yes, he is.
He's
money. He is just a class guy. Facing big noon kickoff right there. Class personified professionalism.
I don't know why I keep getting put in these awkward situations. I'm just trying to hang out with you guys, talk sports.
I would have never been able to put those two together, or three or four or five. So I was like, man, it's just boom. Brady be bringing the heat.
Yeah,
boy.
it's not a two-punch combination. Oh, threes and fours.
I've never really understood that in boxing, by the way. Like, not that, look, I'm not any sort of boxer. I'm a novice at best. But you know, like, whenever I would spar, and maybe it's just fatigue, but like you see boxers, they'll throw a combination and kind of back away. Like, they never go in to just finish it and just annihilate. Like, I always thought that's the weirdest thing. I mean, and I don't know.
Just being strategically tactical in your pugilism.
Watch the finish between Kelly Pavlik and Jermaine Taylor, and that's a combination. Kelly Pavlik, by the way, Youngstown.
That's a nice deal there.
Youngstown, baby. That's right.
I took my dad to go watch him fight one time.
Youngstown reminds me of, like, Gotham City. Like, if there was – I'm not lying to you all. Like, Youngstown, Ohio, for those who don't know, it's got a rich, deep history involving the mob.
And fireworks.
And it makes you feel like you were in, like, Gotham City. It's one of the craziest places. It's a really, really tight network there. But I was able to go see Kelly Pavlik fight, and I took my pops, and I just remember, like – getting in and out of that place and everything else. I think at one point I was speeding to get back because it was I think my dad had to drive back down that night, so I was trying to get him back home so he could do the 2.5 hour drive back home. But we got pulled over, and the cop just talked to me about the fight the whole time. He didn't even give me a ticket. But it was right there in Youngstown too, and I was just like, all right, like this is how it operates. But that place is crazy.
It's Penguins, right? That's the name of the mascot.
Youngstown State.
Look at that. Just dropping knowledge here.
I mean, you only knew because you're a Penguins fan.
No, because you connected the two, and they're right near each other. Because Youngstown, I think, has always had a reputation for, if you're a coach looking to get to the next level, that
it's
Youngstown's
a really good,
a good football team. Because didn't Bo Pelini went there after Nebraska, didn't he?
Yeah.
They play great football in Youngstown.
And Tressel, I think, was the AD there for a while, if he's not
Tressel's
still
the president there now.
Is he really?
I believe. Yeah.
Jesus. Why the hell didn't he get another shot to be a coach? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Especially with NIL now.
Which, I mean, it's crazy to think that was what ultimately undid everything he built.
In comparison to all the other crap that has been done, and that cost him his job. That's bizarre.
I think he's had chances. I think he's chosen not to.
Well, all right. All righty then. Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. All right, the Dallas Cowboys, and LeVar.
Wait, are we not doing a Detroit Lions draft?
Well, no, we are. That's coming up in a little over five minutes from now.
You know, teasing ahead here. We're going to tease ahead.
Now, I was telling LeVar during the break that this is a might be a must-win situation for the Cowboys. That was me.
And I have to agree with you on that.
And LeVar, you know, tried to steal that take and run with it.
Yeah, but no worries.
That was my take. But he takes that a lot better than I do. They look a lot different than what we were talking about three, 4 games ago. And now you got Mike McCarthy out, so Dan Quinn's going to step up, and he's going to be the interim head coach. And I keep thinking to myself, well, you know, they'll have a bad performance, and they're going to bounce back and take control like they did after the Denver game. They beat the Atlanta Falcons, and then they roll back out against the Raiders after they struggle. And it's like, man, whatever the hell that was, it took them a while to get going. They lose in overtime, and yet here we are again. They've got the Saints. The Saints have issues at quarterback. And I just look at Dallas and I go, at some point, if you're a legitimate contender, don't you start to show that this late in the season? And it feels like we've had this discussion about Dallas before, to where they peak early and then they start to hit a dip. And here we are asking ourselves, where do we stand? Because the lead they've got in the East is not that extensive that it's outside the realm of possibility, as Albert Breer pointed out, that Dallas could find themselves fighting to try and win that division to get into the postseason.
Again.
Yes.
Again. Yeah.
Do you know they've got 4 of their next 6 on the road? I mean, I feel like for a team that plays so well at home, to have that schedule now moving forward, that's not a good sign, man. And there's a lot of divisional games, so to that point, like, who knows how the jockeying could end up working out. But I just think this team has at times done exactly what you thought they were going to do. I mean, after, like, not even showing up versus Denver, they respond at home, they pound the Falcons, and then the next week, like, there's no offense. They can't score a touchdown. against the Chiefs. And then they're able to score enough on a short week on Thursday Night Football, but then their defense can't stop anyone. Like, I just, it's a, such a weird, inconsistent team. I don't know what to draw that conclusion to. Maybe it's a lack of, at times, you know, hey, they're missing CeeDee Lamb. They're missing Amari Cooper. Like, that was obvious in seeing the lack of production at times in the passing game. So I don't know what you draw it up to. You know, Dak always seems to take the brunt of some of it at some point eventually. If you lose enough, the quarterback gets thrown under the bus. But I kind of think it's just a sum of the parts. Like, there's just not a consistent performance or approach maybe from that team week in and week out, and why you see them kind of riding that roller coaster.
Who do you trust more, the Cowboys or the Rams at this point? Because they're the four. They're the four or five.
I would
right
trust
now.
The Rams more than,
really?
Than the Cowboys. Yeah, I would. I just don't know where the Cowboys are heading right now. I really don't. And it's like you wonder to yourself, as Brady alluded to, okay, if you get Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb back, is that going to make the difference? I mean, CeeDee Lamb, which I do believe I said this at the beginning of the year, is going to emerge as one of the best receivers in the game and will probably overtake Amari Cooper as the main target for Dak Prescott. He is a game changer, so I won't argue that or dispute that point, but I'm still looking at this team, and I guess my biggest two trepidations about this whole setup is, one, I don't trust their running game, and they have clearly made it a point to make that an emphasis based off of the financial commitment to Ezekiel Elliott. Two, I don't know that I think that Dak Prescott is a fine quarterback. I think his stat line, his win totals, I think it all goes towards the discussion point of looking at him favorable. I just don't trust him as a next level quarterback just yet. I really don't. I haven't seen that. If we could be so intense on our questioning of whether Lamar Jackson can take the Baltimore Ravens to the next level or not, why isn't there more of an intensity towards if Dak Prescott can, especially with his new contract? And that's what everybody loves to do, is connect contracts to achievement, which maybe that's rightfully so. So I don't necessarily – I'm not convinced. I am not convinced. And so looking at those two deals – I honestly feel like if they don't win this game tonight, they have given the field enough ground to make up and overtake them. And now it comes down to they're going to need help, or it's going to be are you playing the backup quarterback in Philadelphia against Washington to win the conference or whatever? It just seems like something weird could end up happening if they continue to allow this skid to take place.
If it continues to go this way, Mike McCarthy's on the hot seat, correct?
He's got
to
be.
Like, I would think.
He's got to be.
It's kind of unfair, though. Like, he's not even really coaching in this game.
Yeah,
like,
no, I know.
It could end up playing to its detriment. Like, that's kind of a bogus deal for him.
Yeah. yeah.
And here's the other thing is, like, I would preach patience, because maybe I'm looking at this and saying – you do have a first year play caller in Dan Quinn, meaning not that it's first year doing it, but it's the player's first year with this system. And I think at times when you see it flashed, it's because of some of that is putting them in positions of strength, but then there's this unfamiliarity with it where they might struggle at other times versus other opponents. So part of me I always try to preach patience. I think when teams get in the mode of wanting to turn over that head coaching position time and time and time again, like, that's where you find yourself in trouble. So I understand that they could maybe not win as many games as they should or whatever else. I think they'll be fine. I'm not going to panic about this team. But even if it doesn't work out quite the way they're hoping it should, I don't think you just, you know, fire Mike McCarthy and move on. I think you get into year three, see what happens. And then at that point in time, if it doesn't work out, you've seen enough to have much better judgment of what you should be getting for what you're paying for him, the team, everyone else. And then you can go hire away Lincoln Riley from USC.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jerry Jones is probably going to do.
Yeah, I would love that. That would be just meat on the bone for us.
You got to think, though, if they lose this game, the Cowboys faithful will stay faithful because that's just what homerism is and blind fandom is, but you got to assume that the other ones that have a little bit more of a sensible approach to it are saying this is just much of the same.
Yeah.
Like this is just what we're, this is just what we are.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up 15 minutes from now here on FSR, is somebody trolling Tom Brady? We will speculate on that coming up again 15 minutes from now here, Fox Sports Radio, in another edition we call The Scraps. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We have drawn numbers. It is our Detroit Lions first win fantasy draft. There are six members of the show, myself, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Roberto, Eddie, Lee DeLapp, and we are all going to pick which game we think the Lions are going to get their first win in. There are six remaining. We've got the schedule here. We've already drawn, so we have the draft order ready to go. We will start with Lee, then Roberto, then Brady, then Eddie, then LeVar, and of course, I'm last. So what a shock. I'm sure Brady had nothing to do with that behind the scenes. So let's get it started here.
I had nothing to do with that.
All right.
You want the shaft,
yeah.
All right? You need the shaft. You literally look for it at any possible chance you get.
Screwed over.
Some people would say pull up a chair.
It makes good radio, he'll say.
Yeah.
You know, Jonas taking the shaft and getting screwed over. Makes for great radio.
Or pull up a chair. All right, so here we go. Lee DeLapp, you get first pick here Detroit Lions.
He's not going to get it.
So what are you going to pick here, Lee?
He's not going to get it.
They're only going to win one, and it's going to be this game, the day after Christmas, week 16 at Atlanta. Atlanta's been playing awful at home. That's where they get their win against the Falcons.
Damn it.
Nope.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Not a good one.
I can see that.
That's a good one.
Don't co-sign
them. All right, Roberto, when you're done looking at the weather, what do we got? What do we got for, for pick number two?
Well, I would go week 16, but since my good buddy Coop the Loop's going to the game on week 14, and I'm dropping him off at the airport for that game. And since I hate the Donkeys, I'm going to say it's against the Donkeys, week 14, Lions at Broncos. I want to see Coop's face when after I pick him up from the airport. It'll be great.
The weird thing is like you guys are picking two road wins. Like you're saying there's no home field advantage for Detroit?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
They lost on a 65-yard field goal.
Come on.
No, there's no home advantage. They lost to the Bears. No, there's no home advantage. All right, Brady Quinn is up.
Yeah. Well, this doesn't make really for many pickings for me. I think you could pick Seattle, but I that's a tough place to play, and who knows at that point what's happened with that team. So I guess maybe we'll call it a New Year's hangover, right? Week 17, the Lions are playing at Seattle.
You're going to go
maybe
with
there's
that?
Some disgruntlement with Russell. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go ahead and say week 17 at Seattle. I hate the fact that it's a road game.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you just busted their balls about picking a road game.
You know what? All right, screw it. I'm going to week 18.
Damn it!
Week 18 in Green Bay versus the Packers.
It's the best
because
one.
At that point, it's going to be completely locked
that's
up.
That's the one I want.
You are the biggest.
That's what I'm taking.
Damn
yank
it.
Master of them all, bro. Like,
yep. Damn
I just jerked Jonas all around.
All
I just joked Jonas all
and
around
me.
And gave him the shaft
damn
again.
Well, not, I ain't going to go that
That's
far.
The one I wanted, man. Right. I think Green Bay's going to sit their starters. I was waiting for that one to be sitting there at my final pick.
Jonas.
Hey,
how
way,
does that feel?
Lee,
huh?
we're going to allow
how
him to make a pick
shaft,
and then
Jonas?
Go back on it. We're going to allow him to do that, Lee.
Classic
that's,
Brady.
That's going to happen, of course.
Let's take a pause and let's rewind and let's go through this. Jonas. His ass incited that. Like
damn
you made that happen.
You
instigated that.
I thought it was
so
in pen.
Now we're here.
Pencil.
Now we're here.
God.
That was totally my pick.
That's
so,
the one I wanted
so now
too.
My last decision will now be.
Hold on a second.
Eddie's next. Eddie's next.
Oh, is Eddie?
I'll give the shout out.
Yeah, Eddie, you shouldn't be surprised by line cutting LeVar. Yeah. He's the guy who had Christmas lights up in July.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm sorry. Somebody was standing in front of you. Didn't see you.
I was going to sing your praises, too, for calling out Jonas for doing that.
I'm sorry.
Because I was going to pick week 18. Now I can't pick week 18.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the shaft to everybody here and say they're not going to win on any of them.
I'm completely going outside the lines.
They're not going to win any game.
Eddie, you have to pick one. You got to pick one to keep with the integrity of the game.
You got to pick one.
Come on, Eddie.
All right, fine. Then since Brady took the one I was going to pick, I'll pick the one that he previously picked, and I'll say the Lions win at Seattle.
That's a good one, too. That's a good one.
Because I wanted nothing more than for that to hit, and Brady walked back on it just so he could live with that regret the rest of his life that he lost.
Here's what I'm going to say in a shocking feeling of knowing that this is some real junk. I say they win this week, and here's the reason why I say they beat the Vikings at home is because there's actually still a little bit of fight left in them,
and they're getting extra rest. And they're coming.
So I'm saying this is their best chance to win a game. How about that? Is at home against the Minnesota Vikings, who are licking their wounds after taking a nail. And they can and will and do tend to drop games like this.
All right.
That's true.
I guess that leaves last, but definitely not least. Here we go. Everybody is
waiting.
Who are you
going to take? Who are you going
to
take?
Everybody is waiting to see who I will
take. Who are you
going to
take?
And Jonas Knox, will take.
Right. The shaft.
Ooh. Yes. It's going to sound so horrible coming out their mouth.
Disguised as the Lions beating the number one seed in the NFC, the Arizona Cardinals, in week 15.
Ew.
Just the worst pick on the board, but I will have to be stuck with the Arizona Cardinals being the first victim of the Dan Campbell Detroit Lions in 2021. And there it is.
What if you happen to win this, though? That would be the best.
God.
I would be so happy for
Week 18 was so juicy. It was so juicy.
Ew.
And it's just been
ew.
Gosh, if I call an NFL game, I feel like my name's written all over that.
I know. I can't wait to see if that happens and plays out. That's gonna be fun. All right, so there it is. Just a little bit of radio gold. Some radio history, as a matter of fact. Nobody in the history of sports talk radio has ever done the Lions fantasy draft like we just did. The first win fantasy draft.
That's the first ever for a 17-game season, 18 total weeks. No one's ever done that before.
History.
Yeah. It's literally historic.
It's the week that we started. This is a new team.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of just
it's history.
Yeah.
Just a ton of history.
Yeah.
Here.
I was going to try to help you out there, but it didn't seem right coming out of my mouth, so I stopped.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up next, is somebody trolling Tom Brady in the NFL? We'll give you a hint. It's a quarterback. We'll tell you who that is next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Just got bombarded a little Hurricane Vito, which touches down here every so often. Vito, the master of imaging, makes this network sounds the way that it does. And
he gave you the shaft.
Yeah.
Well. Everyone gives Jonas the shaft.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
And in
man.
The end, he got screwed.
That is good. This is.
I mean, it was very interesting being in the room.
Solid
to witness it.
Yeah,
man. This is
Yeah. Solid sports talk radio here, as you guys.
Jonas is a good sport, though.
He is a good sport.
Well.
Takes it all in real well. Full strat. You know what I mean? Just keeps it going.
Yes.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm going to go play with myself today.
Well, you know.
I was taken out of context there.
It's all right.
Come on. Yeah. All right.
I mean, there's other Jonas drops that we could be playing around now that we're not.
No, listen, we don't need to play anything. Exactly. Like, how about we just, like, I'm trying to do a serious sports talk radio show, and you guys continue to want to get us.
Touching it right now.
I literally signed up for this show to talk about sports, guys.
I did too.
Like, I mean, Brady, your jokes are like just
insulting.
They're getting old.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Jonas,
I'm sorry.
I just think that you need to be better at running this show. I don't know. I don't know. Berto, I think that your sound drops are like off time.
Offensive.
Like they're not on time. They're totally like not succinct. I think it's horrible. Lee, yeah. I don't even know why you're here. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I just think
it's ridiculous. Can we do better, please?
And I think we need to go with what has worked, and stood the test of time.
Okay,
in
what
radio.
Is that? What is it?
Power rankings.
It? Okay.
So power rankings coming up tomorrow. Brady's going to drop his. I'll have mine. We'll do some power rankings.
I thought we were going to the scratch, but I mean, you totally,
right.
you totally
right,
did right. that, right?
It is. It is time we get into this.
You moron. How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
And for that, we go over to Lee DeLapp. He's got a very busy weekend ahead of him.
I mean, just be safe out here. It's real in these streets.
Lee, what do we got?
All right, you guys. Filling the shoes of TB12, Mac Jones has filed trademark for MJ10.
Yes.
Let's see if he can fill those shoes and one up Mr. Tom Brady.
What a troll job of Tom Brady.
Hold on. Say what you want. I know there's the whole TB12 thing, but when you hear MJ, you think of one person.
Michael
and that
Jordan.
MJ.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, this is even more than that. Like, he's kind of putting it out
the
there.
Goats of goats.
I mean,
the goats
all
of goats
the goats.
Of goats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think, knowing that he's clearly got a competitive streak based on the fact that he, you know, twisted some guy's ankle up for the Carolina Panthers earlier this year trying to make a tackle, do you think that he knows that this is going to be perceived as a little bit of a troll job on Tom Brady? Because I think he absolutely is aware of that, and I think he's all about it.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with following a winning strategy either, like a winning formula. And he's in the place where people are probably like, man, you know, you should think about doing this or you should think about doing that. I mean, he's in the perfect market.
By the way, do you see what so it's called Mac 10 Enterprises?
So now he's trolling somebody else.
Great.
And I don't know if you want to go down that road, though.
I was just going to say,
it sounds more
like a semi-automatic weapon than anything else.
Oh,
yeah, but
man.
You know, the rapper, you know, he connected that connect gang. I don't know if you want to go down that road.
I hear you, man.
I'm just saying.
Click clap.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I hear you, man.
Yeah. All right.
What else you got, Lee?
Let's move on from that.
All right, you guys. We all remember Tony Romo's big, massive 10-year, $180 million deal. Well, Chris Collinsworth is reportedly in negotiations with NBC for the ballpark around $12.5 million range, keeping him with Sunday Night Football through 2025.
He's worth every penny.
Let's hear it. Tell us how.
I mean, I gotta tell you, like, I know tax season's coming up, and I'm looking at my W-2s. I'm like, golly, can I get a couple more commas in there, Al?
Listen, he's one of the best in the business. If Tony Romo's getting the amount of money that he's getting, Chris Collinsworth is worth more by a large sum, I think, than Tony Romo gets. So yeah, I hope he gets paid, man.
Good.
By the way, if Tony Romo gets $10 million a year, I'm getting a sex change.
Oh,
take
wow.
it out of context.
That was
very
not
close.
Taken out of context.
All right, first of all,
that was actually said.
Go get
hold
your
on,
face
Collinsworth,
laser.
Hold on. Collinsworth is 62, and he's getting to 2025. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah,
3 years.
So he'll be in his mid-60s by that point.
He looks good for his age.
Yeah, but I don't know how this works with Drew Brees sitting behind him waiting for that opportunity.
Well, Brees
is
going
to be waiting another 3 years.
Isn't Brees going to do? He's doing Notre Dame football, right?
I think he is.
Is he really?
No, he'll get
his reps.
Jonas, we know he's doing that.
He's got to get
his
reps.
I'm just telling you right now, like, I don't know, man. I think he's feeling ready for that spot. I'll put it that way.
By the way, Al Michaels is reportedly going to be replaced by Mike Tirico next year.
Yeah, we heard that too.
And
which means if Mike Tirico is getting
Do you think Drew Brees wants to start over with another play-by-play or just jump up with Mike Tirico?
Okay.
I mean, but he's working with Mike Tirico on set right now.
That's why he wants to keep.
Okay.
So we're saying the same thing.
Do you guys think Al Michaels has lost his fastball? Because I still think he's good. I haven't seen any signs.
They're both great.
Yeah. I think they're both entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
I think the value they bring is their value. It's unique to them.
Yeah.
So,
good duo, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, big time.
And if that's true, congratulations to Chris.
Yeah, good for him.
And congratulations to Tony Romo.
Yeah.
That's some comments.
And Lee. Congratulations.
Good luck to Lee.
Ca-ca it up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.